So, Tim, you've traveled out to L.A., and you're on your way to the Sundance Film Festival. How are things going?
Well, Pat, greetings from the West Coast, for sure. And, yeah, you're right. I'm out here on a little marketing mission. And then, as you point out, I'm over at the Sundance Film Festival, where we've had great success in bringing, movies from the producers who visit there.
So, Tim, the first leg of your trip is Los Angeles. What will you be doing there?
Well, I'm actually here for a board meeting of the Association of Film Commissioners International. But since I was here, I coupled it with some meetings with some producers and a couple of studio executives that we're familiar with, and several people who are considering Western New York for their next feature film. So, you know, it's kind of a marketing and maintenance trip in Los Angeles.
You've got some projects that you are currently shepherding, is that right?
Yeah, one project in particular, I'm meeting with a producer tonight, in fact, and that producer is almost certain to be shooting in Western New York later this year. So, you know, we'll be spending some time just to kind of talk a little bit about logistics and so forth, and we hope to get a lot of the little details starting to move in the right direction.
So after Los Angeles, you're off to Utah, the Sundance Film Festival.
Right, I'm leaving Los Angeles then Thursday to head to Park City, Utah for the annual Sundance Film Festival. And we've been there before. It's been very fruitful for us to be there. What we do there is we have a display that we set up, which basically shows a lot of the scenic wonders, I guess, of Western New York and the architectural kind of assets and the natural assets that we have there. And we find it really a fertile ground because there very often the independent producers and sort of the younger demographic producers and directors take their wares to Sundance and are kind of looking around and hopefully we'll be able to harness a movie or two out of that. In the past years that we've been there, we've been very successful, believe it or not, those people, in educating them and then also getting them to come to Western New York to look around and inevitably to shoot here.
What kind of approach do you take to get these people's attention when you're out there?
Well, the thing that really opens their eyes is a 40% tax incentive in New York State. And so, that gets the conversation flowing. And then once you start to look at their script or ask them about their script and ask them what sort of scenes they're looking for, the locations they're looking for, invariably we have a lot of those things typically in Western New York. You know, we also are very fortunate in the fact that we have such a talented crew base in Western New York. And it keeps growing by leaps and bounds. And so what was a hindrance for us in the community, a few years ago, lack of crew, has not been that at all. In fact, we've got some of the most talented crew in the nation right now.
And that is my guest, Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, who's on a West Coast swing in Los Angeles and then Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival, the purpose of which is to bring lots more film work to Western New York.
Oh, we will, Pat, and thank you again. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
I'm Pat Feldbaum, and you're listening to Press Pass on WBFO.